Her name is Alicia Underly Nelson. She's been joining us before here on KFGO, probably like once a month or so. And we talk about some of the things that are happening in this area from her Facebook page, and also mainly, I should say, though, her standard website, prairiestylefile.com. And this is a real pleasure to have you back, because I know you've got a ton of stuff to talk about. And Alicia, good talking with you again.
Hey, it's great to be back. Yeah, there's a lot going on here for the rest of the winter.
By the way, Alicia usually is in studio, but the babysitter could make it.
Yep, that's how it goes. Life of a new mom, right?
Did you go to the Pink concert, by the way?
I did. And I have many of my own drunk people stories. There was a lot of alcohol consumed before that show, I think.
Oh yeah, because you were telling me somebody tried to stand on your shoulders?
Yeah, my friend, I went with my husband, my sister-in-law, and my friend Liz, and my friend Liz and I pretty much tumbled into the people in front of us when the gal behind us decided that she needed to be up on our chairs for some reason, and we were going to be her support system, I guess. Obviously, we were not aware of this. Yeah, she was pretty intoxicated. She was interesting for half the show, and then she kind of sat down and mellowed out. It helps that when the show starts, then people don't go and get more beer, so they at least plateau a little bit and watch.
Well, was it a good show, by the way?
Oh, my gosh, it was amazing. You know, I was expecting that, I mean, she does these incredible, like, kind of like acrobatics. It's almost like she's Cirque du Soleil trained. I mean, it's just incredible. And she's out, she's over the crowd, she's doing all these incredible aerial stunts. And I knew that was going to be good, but seeing it was, oh, it was incredible.
That's cool. Well, let's get to your website here, prairiestylefile.com. And with winter here, it's a lot of things are happening this winter. And that's what we're going to talk about. Winter is pretty good for crafters out there, too, right? That's the first thing we want to talk about.
Yeah, definitely. I think there's something about, you know, cold weather, you're spending more time inside. I've got a lot of friends and a lot of readers that are kind of experimenting with maybe learning some new techniques. Maybe this is the year that they finally bust out the sewing machine and get a little bit more familiar with that. They're doing some new, you know, quilts or maybe some different knitting patterns. And a lot of people are really excited about modern textiles. You can buy their stuff at different stores around town. But now these two local gals actually have their own shop. It's on 177th Street South in Fargo. Kind of right off of Main Avenue. They just had their grand opening on Saturday. And they're a fabric store. They sell notions. They have a lot of really cool classes. If you're a beginning sewer, if you want to learn a new technique, they have a lot of cool classes coming up. I'm going to be profiling them on prairiestylefile.com shortly once they get those classes set. And it's really cool. I mean, there's really a community growing up around this type of modern crafting. You're not necessarily just doing it at home, but maybe you're going to classes, you're trading ideas with people. And the fabric at the store, I mean, it is really modern. It's interesting. The color stories are really cool. I wish that they would have had this expanded selection when I was getting my son's nursery set, because it had so many cool options. And it's just fun. Like, even if you're not super crafty, it's fun to look around and see what they have. They have a great selection of books and fun little kids play area, and it's just really neat. And I think there's going to be a lot of people coming in from, you know, maybe outside the city to kind of, you know, come in on the weekends and take advantage of some of these classes and meet some people and learn some new skills.
Hey, by the way, you were talking about sewing, and it seems like knitting has taken on a huge, huge upswing. Everywhere I turn, somebody has picked up that form of hobby.
Well, yeah, and it's one of those things where I think a lot of those things that maybe weren't cool in our mother's generation but were necessary in our grandmother's, and I'm kind of showing my age a little bit here, but all of a sudden there's kind of a movement toward, you know, growing your own food, making your own clothes, kind of exploring what it is to own and make things for people, and to kind of get back to that, to move away from that big box store kind of idea and having pieces that look like everybody else's and actually crafting something new and interesting. And that's actually one of the things I was going to chat with you about. There's a lot of different venues coming up, too, a lot of different stores and craft fests, too, like the Unglued Craft Fest, which is kind of, in my mind, the premier kind of modern crafting experience. If you're new to this, maybe you just took up knitting, and you want to meet some other creative people, or you want to see people that have taken this hobby and actually made a business of it, this is a great place to go, because I agree, it seems like everybody's doing something cool and crafty now. And, you know, I'm not, but I like to go to these events, go to the modern textile stores, take some classes, go to the Unglued Craft Fest, which is coming up here in February, and see the cool stuff that people are making, because it's really amazing. The creativity in this area is just insane.
By the way, speaking of, it's going to be at the Plains Art Museum, by the way. The new curator is going to be joining us in our next half hour here on KFGO. So we'll have a chance to meet Miss Dunham. That's in our next half hour here on the Mighty 790. And I think they've got a big open house for her coming up on, was it Thursday, I think it was, the 16th? We'll talk more about that a little later on, too. Hey, by the way, I have to ask you, because I saw that you made a note about this, about notions, that this place has notions. What the heck's a notion?
Sewing notions, all little things that you need to get that project done. You can't, if you're going to Modern Textiles, you can get, obviously, the fabric that you need, but if you need a matching zipper or you need a hook and eye closure to close the top, maybe you need some different threads or some really fun, funky buttons. They have all those, too. They have needles. They actually had I was in there taking pictures, and they have a little checklist, kind of a beginner's sewing kit checklist, all the different things that you need. So, they're a fun group.
It shows you how old I am, because back in my day, when you had a notion, that means you had an idea.
Yeah, not really in sewing land. It's kind of, if you think back to your mom or your grandma's sewing basket, all that stuff in there would be included in that blanket term.
Alicia Underlee Nelson, our special guest here on KFGO, PrairieStyleFile.com is what we're talking about. Unglued Craft Fest, once again, that's the 21st and 22nd over at the Plains Art Museum. Is there there is a fee to get in there, right?
There's not for the actual Craft Fest itself. It has gotten so big and people are so committed to this event that the actual Craft Fest is on the 22nd, on Saturday, and that is free. And it's a really cool deal. They do swag bags for the first 100 people through the door, and you actually can get little gift certificates to use, get free coffee, totally free. But a lot of the really, like, the hardcore shoppers that really love this event, and they come out and they knock out all their Christmas shopping and their networking and they're meeting people, they have a gala night that they started.
Oh, that's it. That's
Friday.
It.
And there is a charge for that. But that's kind of more of a boutique shopping atmosphere. If you really want to browse, you want to talk to the vendors, you get a glass of wine, you get a $5 credit to use at one of the booths. So there's appetizers, live music. So there is a charge for the first part, but the actual Craft Fest itself on Saturday is free.
By the way, did you hear that? You pink concert goers out there? Wine? Okay, never mind. That was a bad shot. Sorry about that. let's talk about one more thing here before we take our first break. Not crafty, try a class. We're looking at Square One Kitchens. I have just heard about this, and this is really an interesting place.
Yeah, it really is. It's kind of a dual part business. They're up in North Fargo, and they're kind of a combination. They have space where cooks that are just starting businesses can actually kind of rent by the hour and make their creations in a fully, you know, inspected kitchen. But what I really think is cool is that they have classes that you can take, and you can take them. There's like a parent and kid class. There's, you know, kind of fun group classes that you can take, everything from soups and stews to the cuisine of Texas. They're doing cake pops. They're doing these cool monster cupcake classes you can do with your kids. Just really fun. Kind of, you can learn all those basics, you know, how to sharpen your knives and pipe frosting and all those things in kind of a fun social environment and have something good to eat, too. And having an amazing Valentine's Day thing that I think is really cool. 6 courses, 5 wines. You get to kind of be in the kitchen as they're creating this, and steak and lobster and chocolate mousse and all that great stuff. And just something kind of different if you want to do something that's not the typical dinner date waiting in line with everybody else.
And you can stare right into the windows there and watch them while they make it.
Oh, yeah. You're like right in there. It's pretty fun.
Hey, by the way, we're going to take a break here. When we come back, it's a place I'm familiar with. I've chatted with these guys a couple of times. It's the DIY Wood Studio. Do it yourself. We'll chat with more with Alicia Underlee Nelson in just a couple of moments from PrairieStyleFile.com as the Nighttime Live with Bob Harris continues here on the Mighty 790 KFGO. 8:22 is our time here at KFGO. Alicia Underlee Nelson from PrairieStyleFile.com. We should have backed up here just a bit, Alicia. Just give us a brief description. If you said, folks, go to my website, what's your website all about? Not just what we're talking about now, but it's a whole gamut of things, isn't it?
Yeah, PrairieStyleFile.com is all about everything that makes this part of the country really cool to live in. So I cover arts, entertainment, events, food, parties, what people are wearing on the street, new shops that are opening up. Basically, when somebody says, you know, what's there to do in the Red River Valley? What's there to do in North Dakota, in Minnesota, even, you know, Manitoba, parts of South Dakota? What's happening out there? I'm not familiar with it. I say, come to my site. You'll learn a lot about, you know, kind of what people are doing, what they're eating, where we're going. And what's been great about it is that I learn new things about what's coming up and what's happening every single day. And people always tell me, I had no idea that new restaurant was downtown. I didn't realize that that show was coming already in February. And that's really cool. It's kind of a community of people that are looking for totally unique experiences. You know, you can live your whole life going to chain restaurants, and you can go only to big box stores, and you can take the same route home from work if you want to. That's fine. That's a fine life. But I think PrairieStyleFile.com readers are looking for something a little bit different, something local, something original, something that gets them excited about going out.
Another craft place, DIY Studios. I learned a long time ago that is do-it-yourself wood studios. And this is a pretty cool place. And, you know, I think there's a big misnomer that woodworking is just for men. That's not true, is it?
Oh, it's really not. I have several friends that took the woodworking for women course at DIY Wood Studio. Kind of, that's something that the group there wanted to let ladies know, like, you know what, this isn't something that is just for guys. You definitely don't need to be intimidated. There's a lot of, you know, female members that are members of this wood studio. So it's kind of a way for women to get involved if they want to be members and actually, you know, store their projects there and kind of use the space to do whatever projects they want to do, or if they want to come in and make a couple cool things. The gals I know made cutting boards and pens and learned all these techniques. They learned how to work all the equipment over a 4-week session and really just, you know, kind of got confident and got intrigued by it, learned something new, and had some really cool stuff to take home with them too. And this wood studio, I think, is really neat. You can be as involved as you want to be. You can take a quick class, take something fun home, learn a new skill, or it can really be something that maybe you've done woodworking for a long time, but you're in an apartment now, and obviously there's not really any place to store these things. Well, you can be involved, and you can spend a ton of time at the studio making whatever you want. So storage isn't an issue. Money for tools isn't an issue. You can kind of use these in this cooperative form, and it's really cool. So people can come in once or kind of make it a part of their life, whatever they want to do.
My first woodworking project, by the way, was a cutting board in the shape of a pig. With a nice little tail cue that you could hang by its tail, little circle tail. I got a B+ on it, by the way.
I think my dad made one of those too, actually.
Well, we're running out of time here, so let's talk a little bit about food. You got a couple of new places in town you want to chat about.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Have you been to Sweet Old Burrito yet?
No, I haven't. Scott, have you?
No.
Sweet Old Burrito? No, he hasn't either.
It's awesome. 117 Broadway. These guys started with a food truck out in the oil fields of Western North Dakota, and now they have the very first, you know, brick-and-mortar store in the country right here in downtown Fargo. Really amazing. Two different sizes of burrito and some other munchies and dessert things, too. It sounds crazy, but get anything with bacon. It is astounding. Really good.
Bacon?
It sounds kind of weird. Bacon on, like, Mexican food, but I had the smokehouse. It was chicken and this amazing bacon and this sauce. Oh, it was really good.
Oh,
super busy. Don't let that deter you. They get you in. They get you out. They're absolute pros there. You know, they're used to running a food truck, so they know how it is to get people moving. Very, very worth a stop.
I wonder what the secret is on the bacon, huh? That's interesting. Worst beer hall. Somebody told me the other day they had just been over there. They said it was fascinating.
Yep. That's brand new. Just opened here in January. It's got a really cool vibe. It's kind of like a classic German beer hall. The front part is all these big, long tables like you see in the movies about, like, Oktoberfest. Everybody's sitting around drinking beers. And they have 36 beers on tap alone, 15 varieties of sausage. So if you're an enthusiast of either beer or sausage, you're going to be in heaven. You can come back dozens of times and still have a cool new combination to try. They've got kind of kind of some classic pub food, their twist on that, and they've got classic German food, schnitzel and other things like that, that are kind of hard to get unless you're maybe in certain communities, certain churches, maybe it's Christmas time. You can actually get it year-round now at Wurst Beer Hall, and it's really cool. And they actually have a Das Boot, you know, you can drink from the big glass boot with all your buddies. That's kind of cool.
Oh. And then the last thing here, the vinyl taco. I didn't know they made tacos out of vinyl.
Yeah, this has been around for a while. It's got, I think, really probably the worst name of any restaurant in town, but the food is really good. The vinyl refers to the records playing on the turntable, so it's referring to the records, not to the food, thank goodness, but it's really great. It's kind of like a street food concept as well. You order tons of these great, delicious little tacos, tons of different varieties. You can order a couple and try some different flavors. Fish tacos are really good. They're super spicy but good. Carnitas, that pork, super delicious. And they have a chicken tinga that is incredible, too. If you're not so crazy about spicy things, you might want to ask your server for a little direction, but we stopped in there before the Pink concert, and it's fun. It's got a really fun kind of social atmosphere. Everybody's chatting. There's music playing, and you get to hear, you know, the whole record, which is kind of fun, too.
That's pretty cool.
Switching things up, and it's great, and they've got amazing guacamole, too. I'm kind of neutral on guacamole, but that stuff looks good.
Let me ask you a quick question, because Scott came in today, and he came in with the little button on. Are you still handing those out? Are you still handing those out?
Yeah, absolutely. If you go to my Facebook page, it's just prairiestylefile.com. You can search it on Facebook. Friend me. I'll always tell people where I'm going. So I said, like, I'm out at the Pink concert. I have these little buttons, got my logo and my website on it. And I hand them out whenever people ask for one. And if I see you wearing one, which if I would have come in today, I would have given you a prize, Scott, because I always have something fun from local businesses.
Now you put a smile on his face.
Now, that's always my luck. I'm wearing that's it when long. She doesn't come in.
Well, wear it next time, and I'll totally bring you something.
Okay, now what? I'm sorry. I interrupted you. What would you have won?
I've got some FM Derby Girls things, actually.
Derby Girl things.
It would have been a trinket. She said, didn't you hear?
I didn't hear what
trinket.
Oh. I used to say FM Derby Girl.
All right.
I've got all kinds of different things from different vendors.
And by the way, their next bout is coming up February 8th, so we better have the gals back in here again.
It is, yeah. Oh, I'm sure they'd love to do that.
All right. www.prairiestylefile.com. Oh, by the way, we just got a call here. Wurst Beer Hall, the address.
Oh, yeah. 630 First Avenue. It is right, if you know where the Beefsteak Club is on First in downtown Fargo, it's just a little bit west of that, kind of across from the Avalon.
All right. And by the way, folks, that's the German spelling now, sir. W-U-R-S-T-B-I-E-R. Hall. Okay. So don't think we're talking about the worst beer in the world or anything like that, the really bad stuff. It's just the German way of it, right?
Indeed.
Okay. Very good. Well, Alicia, thank you so much for joining us here on KFGO tonight. I appreciate it. By the way, how's your book coming? You know, Jess Lowry. How's your book coming?
You know what? It is actually coming along. Bob, you are always the best at keeping me on track for this, and I'm happy to report that I'm actually outlining, and I've gotten about 6,000 words done, which is pretty good.
How many years have I been bugging you?
Oh, let's not even go there. So many. It'll get done eventually.
Alicia, thank you so much once again. Have a great evening and Happy New Year to you and the family.
Thank you. You too.
Take care.